Alrighty, this is the John Lennon special over your best in music station, WDEL-FM 108.3 on your FM dial. Alrighty, and we're here with Chuck Hashback, and that's Bob Hashback's brother. I'm sure you remember Bob, the gentleman that does the weather. He's out with the flu, though, and said he might stop by. Okay. Chuck, I have to ask you this. What is your favorite Beatle song? What song by the Beatles can you actually say is your favorite, if you have one?
Something.
Something. Can you tell me why? Why, like, you know, why would that be your favorite? Why out of, I don't know how many songs they made?
It reminds me of one of my old girlfriends.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Very good. Yes, that is a nice song.
Can I interrupt you? Do you have one favorite, Pat?
Do I have one favorite? I'll tell you. The Beatles, when they were all together, my favorite. I would say Strawberry Fields. I love that song. I'd have to say that is the one.
Why?
Well, this is a question and answer, huh? That's hard, Six. It reminds me, I'll tell you why. It reminds me of just a time in my life that was pretty interesting, I thought. You know, it was good times, I would say. That's why. That would be my answer.
Okay.
I got the questions here. You don't got questions over there. I got them all written down here. What's your favorite song by Lennon as a solo?
Starting Over.
Starting Over. That was from his Double Fantasy album. Oh, boy. Now, why? Why would Starting Over be your favorite?
Well, after he left the Beatles, he took a little time off to raise his son, Sean, and he comes back and puts the Double Fantasy album out.
Right, well, he had the Imagine album. You know, he did start on a solo after he broke up the Beatles. Then he did pause for a couple of years, correct? And he came back. I'll tell you, you can ask me mine. It's from the same album. It's Woman. Why? He's ready to ask me why. I'll tell you why. I think that is just such a beautiful song. That's all I can say on it. I love Starting Over, but I'm just saying that I think it's just beautifully done, excellent, without a doubt. I really, it's something else. I love hearing that song.
Talking about his wife Yoko.
Yes. We'll have a woman coming up, and there's another song, Oh Yoko, Never Wanna Let You Go, something like that. That's coming up, too. He made a few of his past songs, Double Fantasy. It was pertaining to his wife and his son, a beautiful boy. Well, that's another beautiful song, really is. Yes, okay. So Lennon, as a solo, your favorite is Starting Over. That is a very good, very good. So we did hear that already tonight. Maybe we'll throw it on later again for you. And we got some more Beatles coming up. And don't forget, without commercial interruption, so stay with us, please.
Never walk in the sky.
You're listening to the best in rock music, WDEL FM 108.3 on your FM dial. Presenting to you Tribute to John Lennon, a WDEL FM special. Here with me tonight, as you all know, is Mr. Chuck Hashback, and he's giving us a lot of his views on the Beatles and on Lennon when they were together, and Lennon as a solo. And we also covered, Chuck, how you felt about the killing and your reaction. Let me ask you this. Out of all your friends, about how many of them would you say like the Beatles? Like, let me give you an example how I mean that. Say, 3 out of 10, 5 out of 10, you know, some sort of a ratio. I'm sure it won't be exact, but just to get an idea.
About 7 out of 10.
About 7 out of 10. That's a pretty big majority.
Yeah, some of my friends, you know, a little bit older, they like country and western and more mellower music.
But you would say the majority definitely like the Beatles, enough to listen to, say, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Now, how about John Lennon as a solo? Would the ratio be higher or lower? What would you say? Now, this is just Lennon as a solo, especially with his last comeback before his tragic death.
I would say about the same, 7 out of 10.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So what you're saying is, most likely, the majority of your friends not only like the Beatles, but liked John Lennon, and probably still like John Lennon.
They still do. Most of them got all of the albums, and especially Double Fantasy.
Yes, we talked about before how that sold many, many copies, Double Fantasy. Yes, well, that's very interesting. Well, I'd have to say that out of the friends that I have, I would have to say about 7 to 8 out of 10 like the Beatles. But I would say that maybe 4 out of 10 like Lennon as a solo. But that's still a good ratio, without a doubt. Because there's 3 other Beatles, too, and 4 out of 10 is good if you really look at it the way I'm looking at it. And that's very interesting. Well, I must say, most of your friends really get into the Beatles, and like you said, they have most of the albums. Do you know anybody in particular that has every album?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you, I know a fella, I don't think he has every album, but boy, he's got darn close an ear. You know, his name is Dom, he's from Jersey City, New Jersey, in fact. And he's got just about every album. You know, I don't think he has everyone, but very, very close. And if he doesn't have the album, he has the tape, because he's got an 8-track player, too. He's really not only into the Beatles, but was really into Lennon. And I'll never forget his reaction when he heard the news. It's funny how some people react more than others. You know, I believe that you can listen to someone's music, and it's almost as if you know them. Like, some people have said, well, you don't know them, and alright, you know, alright, you mourn for them, okay, but, you know, where others, they get really deep into someone's music and personality and life, you know, people follow John Lennon all around, getting his autograph and just wanting to know what he's been doing, and those people really hurt, and some people can't understand that. I can understand how they feel and where they're coming from. Well, anyway, let's get back to some more Beatles right here on WDEL FM.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. Oh,
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Tribute to John Lennon over WDEL FM Montclair 108.3.
Alrighty, we're back, and we've been listening to some pretty great Beatle tunes featuring Mr. John Lennon, paying tribute to him only 1 year ago, yesterday, that he was murdered. Okay, now we have Chuck here. I'm going to tell us a little bit about the next song. Go ahead, Chuck.
Here's a song by the Beatles which John Lennon did not want to do, but he did it anyway, and it's Obla-Dee Obla-Da.
Let's hear it, Joe.
Oh,
Well, that about wraps it up for tonight. Boy, the night went fast, didn't it, Chuck?
Sure did. Can't believe 3 hours went by.
Yes, 3 whole hours of John Lennon and the Beatles. I'll tell you, it's really something else. What happened and why we're doing this. And we definitely wouldn't be doing this right now if things were different a year ago, but unfortunately, things like this happen in the world today. Before we close out, let me remind you about upcoming WDEL specials. Coming up next Wednesday, December 16th, we're going to have our Beach Boys special. And coming up December 23rd, that's 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to have our Christmas music and rock music special. That's Christmas music and rock music blended together for you, getting you ready for the holidays. And coming up December 24th, Christmas Eve, starting 7 p.m., we will have nonstop Christmas music for 4 hours, getting you ready for the biggie. December 25th, our Christmas Day special, starting 9 o'clock Christmas morning, our 8th annual Christmas special, the best in Christmas music without commercial interruption. And closing out 1981, December 30th, 3 weeks from tonight, we're going to have our Beatles special, and that should be pretty good. Upcoming 1982 specials will be announced soon here on WDEL-FM. Two reminders. One, first of all, I forgot to say, the word special means without commercial interruption. Okay, now that I got that off my chest, there's only 15 more shopping days until Christmas, so hurry and get your Christmas gifts now. 15 more days left. Also, I'd like to tell you about the forecast. It's still 29 degrees and holding here in Montclair, New Jersey. We expect a low of 22 to 23 degrees tomorrow and Friday. Temperatures maybe 30 to 35. Note the word maybe, because it's going to be cold, with gusts of wind bringing the wind chill factor down to 5 degrees. Definitely going to be cold the next 2 days. Also expect snow flurries between tomorrow and Friday. No real accumulation, but I'll tell you, you never know. You might remember just hearing the other day about the Boston area, New England, Rhode Island, getting a right 18 inches. So you never know. Although that storm seemed to be blowing away from us, it could change its mind and come back.
All right.
Definitely could. And now our closing song. Of course, it's by John Lennon. It was the number one song in December 1980. Need I not say any more? Here is Starting Over by John Lennon.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown.
That was the number one song, December 1980. And it will always be the number one song here on WDEL-FM. Well, it's about that time. That was our closing song for our John Lennon special. I'd like to allow Chuck Hashback to speak for his last comments. Go ahead, Chuck.
First, I'd like to say thank you for inviting me back here, Pat.
You're very welcome. We'll probably ask you next year.
I hope so.
We probably will. I can almost... In fact, there's Joe right now in the control room. He went in the left drawer. That's contract he's getting for next year. Right away, we'll sign you up. No problem. You did an excellent job. I asked you a lot of interesting and hard-to-answer questions, which you answered not only with ease, but, of course, they didn't, the people didn't see it, but with your head held high, and I've seen a lot of expression off your face. Too bad we weren't on TV right now, but that's another story. But if we were, the people would be able to see your expression and how you answered the questions and how you felt about John Lennon. Continue.
Okay, this is only a 3-hour special. You know, I was glad to be a part of this tribute to a very great man of the 60s and the 70s. And just can't believe a year has gone since he's dead. Really can't.
It's unbelievable. A whole year passed. Well, thank you very much for being with us, Chuck Hashback. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'd like to say that we hope you enjoyed tonight's special tribute to John Lennon, marking the 1-year tragedy of his death. And the people responsible for this special are the people that work for WDEL-FM, piecing this special together, and I think they did a hell of a job. And if we had an audience right now, I'd want them to applaud them, because they were really good. If you're at home, you may applaud, because I think, anyway, that they did a good job. I see Chuck Hashback nodding his head that he thought they did a good job, too. And, of course, we helped Chuck. We're not taking anything away from us, but I'm just saying that to put the music together and the format. And Joe, I got to give a lot of credit. Let me extend a lot of credit to Joe Cuccino, Chief Electronics Engineer in the WDEL-FM control room. Thank you very much, Joe.
You're very welcome. Anytime there, anytime.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. We've lost a great man, but he left us a great gift. And now, a moment of silence in memory of John Lennon. Good night, everyone, and may God bless. Good night. At this time, WDEL-FM leaves the air, but will return on Wednesday at 7 p.m. with the best in rock music. WDEL-FM broadcasts on an assigned frequency of 108.3 megahertz with effective radiated power of 3 watts. WDEL-FM has its studios and transmitter located in Montclair, New Jersey. Don't forget, we return to the air on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. The staff and management of WDEL-FM wishes you a pleasant evening.